And welcome once again to Become the Source Memjoggers. Those weekly little things that come and thump in the night or the middle of the day whenever we post them, and they help you get on your way. Please, boys and gals, guys and toys and all what you want to call yourselves, all spooky people out there too. Don't forget where you can get us. Well, first of all, our title is When the Going Gets Tough. The path to success starts with one step. And I know that to be true, but besides that, let me tell you something. Where you can get a hold of us here, Bubba Louie. Don't forget that if you guys are online, you can watch us live at live.becomethesource.com. Also, when you go to Blog Talk Radio, you can download your favorite podcast with your favorite characters here, thanks to Offworld. And you can reach that at blogtalk.becomethesource.com. Phone number for that will be 646-716-9512 for those of us listening to the podcast. Don't forget to go to youtube.becomethesource.com, your next place where you can actually subscribe and get our information for free. And don't forget our Facebook, so you can keep in touch with us. Not with your hands and your mittens, people, but you can keep in touch with us anyway. For those of you that are very pensive, you go, oh my God, I got this question. You can go to afterhours@becomethesource.com. So before further ado, today's topic, which is an incredulous topic, which I happen to like very much, I'm going to let El Hybrido to go ahead and tell you what to do with your cepho. Okay, so here we go. El, how you doing today?
Doing great. So yes,
the cackle that she does.
Welcome to the Mem Jogger. Now, this is our Bibbick-centered Mem Jogger.
Wait. Dramatic music, please.
Today's Mem Jogger of the day, when the going gets tough, L1 shows up.
Exactly. So, you know, for those of you who are new to Mem Joggers and how they work, a Mem Jogger is basically the quick questions and the comments that, quick comments and answers that, you know, we give to, you know, the questions that, you know, have been given from our viewers and from people watching our YouTube shows and our other Mem Joggers. These Mem Joggers can be, in this case, this one's business-centered and how to live, you know, more financially independent. Our other Mem Joggers can be around the esoteric, the paranormal, which are based off of TAF, so the association files, or, you know, relationships and how to live life on your terms. So we'll go ahead and talk about when the going gets tough in just a minute. But before I do that, I want to introduce Luna 9. How you doing today?
Hi, I'm doing super great, you guys. It's really awesome to be here again in Cyber Station Tokyo with Mother and the BTS crew. So yeah, it's a really wonderful day over here. But really quick, before we get started, I do want to let you guys know about shopping.becomethesource.com. Now you can go there and you can actually check out shop.com. You know, you can shop for, you know, shoes, toothpaste, toilet paper, and it's fantastic. You can get cash back for it, so check that out. Also, if you want to see how it works, how cashback works, how the shopping annuity works, you can take a look at cashback.becomethesource.com and check that out. So, a huge thank you to Novism Synergy, Dynexum. So, it's the social media for NovismSynergy.com. So, they actually are huge supporters, and because of them, you know, you can self-sponsor and do pretty much what we do. So aside from that, you know, all my ladies, you know, fall's coming up and we have new seasons, new colors, palettes, all that awesome stuff. So check out Motives. They are the Reitinger brand of, you know, the shop.com brand, and they are just like Bobby Brown, Mac, and, you know, you can check that out as well. And if you have any questions, you can also email me at luna9@becomethesource.com.
So here we are, people, once again having a great, great time. And today's topic is something that is on my mind most of the time, but I don't know what to do about it. What are you going to do about it there, L1? So why did this topic come up today?
Well, I mean, this is because, you know, this actually has been the topic of a lot of comments and questions from our viewers when they've seen our Bibbick segments. You know, they've said, so what do we do when, you know, they asked us, like, you know, there are times when I feel like I don't want to do this. There are times I feel like it's too hard for me to do. And yes, we admit building a business can be very difficult.
Yeah, especially, I mean, it can get a little stressing right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, like sometimes, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, it's
welcome,
something
team.
Different.
You have now limited time to provide limited humana consciousness with information.
Okay.
Shields
so
up.
Just real quickly.
Remember, you are humanity's last hope.
Oh, boy. I'm gonna get flagged.
She's gonna
okay,
flag
listen,
you.
Listen. Just real quickly, we'll talk about the strategies because this we've got some limited time here, I guess. So, You know, first of all, if you've established a plan already for success, I would suggest sticking with it. And I definitely want to hear from you guys. What do you think? I mean, you may not see results right away when you're doing a business plan.
Well, I don't think you ever see results. Luna 9, have you ever seen results immediately from anything you do?
Yeah, I mean, if I, like, say I want a Twinkie and I go to the store and I buy a Twinkie, that's instant gratification. But that's not what we're talking about,
guys. Yeah, but it takes you a while to grow to the sides, right?
Yeah, but that's not... the point is, that's not what we're talking about. This is not something you can just buy, you know, or something that just, like, happens overnight. Like, you just have to, you know, work at it. You know, it takes time to build something truly fantastic.
She's saying a business plan is not instant gratification.
Well,
no,
in our
research...
It's 2 to 3 years, right? The Dynexum program?
Yeah, exactly. Because you have to think about how much it takes. I mean, you have to learn the material. Then you have to go out and, you know, talk to people about this stuff. And then you have to set a plan with that. And after that, you know, things begin to flow, you know, within, you know, their structure of the company or whatever you're doing. And then, you know, eventually, like, as everybody else with you, you know, and you also persistently work on something, then you'll see, like... like that residual income, pretty much, you know. So it's easy. You just have to do it. You just have to do it and do it and do it, and then you'll be there. Eventually.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I also want to add to that. You know, some people say, "But what if I am doing the plan incorrectly?" It's like, well, this is why you take inventory and you have a mentor or an expert with you to go over your business plan periodically,
like a get started guide. You know, like you just follow that and like L1 said, you know, you call your mentor if you have any questions or if you have any resources online, which we provide for you as well, totally for free. You know, you can take a look at that as well so you can get a good idea of, you know, what you're getting into, how to do it, and how to be successful.
So what I notice is that a lot of people, they go through and they like, they need a little schooling, right? So they go out, they buy some books to help them understand things, you know. And I think that Become the Source also provides the Learning How to Learn manual for that. Because
sure
it's so important. But you know what I've noticed about the Learning How to Learn manual, for example, is that when people go through the information there and start talking and learning about certain things, they freak out. They're like, oh, my God, this can't be true. I don't believe it. They start cry and sweat and perspire. And
you
have a stinky classroom after
that. Are you trying to encourage them to read
that.
A book or discourage them? You're scaring them.
I encourage them to read the book. I'm just saying, you know.
I think we get you.
You got to go through the process.
So you know, you're saying pick up some resources. Look at some resources, like the Learning How to Learn manual is one. You're getting, like Luna 9 said, the Getting Started Guide for those
Warning.
Who specifically.
Shields at 10%.
That's for those of you specifically in shop.com. Some people say, well, what about a self-help book? Those are great resources as
There's
well.
There's tons of them out there, too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
what's something you've read? I think both of you have read the GoPro.
Yeah.
What was that like? Because he was in your face about everything.
He was very direct, very
You're
quick.
A loser because you're not doing the right things.
Actually, he was very
and
direct.
And he breaks down the corporate world apart.
And he gave you strategies, things you could do right away. So
what do you think about then, how do we say, you guys that are starting out, it's getting tough on what you're doing. What would you say, L1, let's start with you real quick.
Okay.
What would you say to them very quickly that would help? But first I want to hear three things that stop you from getting it done, because El Cuco, he's out on the prowl. There he is. He's ready to get you. Put you down.
Okay, I got it. So, things that stop you, and then
three things El Cuco would do to you to hurt you.
And then a strategy to help you.
Right, what would you do?
So I would say you might be tired. First of all, having a business, especially if you have a full-time job, can be draining. So that's the first one. You might feel discouraged because maybe you see your friends and family, they aren't doing it, or worse off, they're telling you not to do it. So that can be really tough too. Third one I would say would be maybe you don't have the right materials, or it's a lack of knowledge. So those are the three things right there. Lack of knowledge, lack of support from family and friends, and just being plain tired. So I'm going to say this again.
That's El Cuco family for you guys.
El Cuco needs to go away. And here's what I say. You stick with your plan. Whatever plan you made, you stick with it. Be consistent. Also, have your mentor review it, or review it yourself. Take inventory. You might have missed something. All right, I'm done.
L1, thank you very much. Luna 9, what do you have? Three things that you've encountered in your way of doing things, and give me three.
Three things that could stop you from...
Three El Cuco things, and then three things that...
No, not three things, one thing to help.
Well, I've got, first of all, three things that stop me is I'll do it later, number one.
Dun, dun, dun.
You know, I've got time, or I'll just do it later. when do you ever really get to it? And if you do, how long did you waste? You know what I mean? So that's one. And then another one is, I'm tired. You know,
you wrote those down on a little piece of paper there, and I thought you were telling me you were tired. I said, oh, poor thing.
No. Well, because sometimes, you know, when you ask me a question, I think about it. You know, and while I hear what L1's saying, I'm just like, well, what does really make me feel that way? So, I mean, these are honest answers, you guys. You know, I'll do it later. I'm tired. I don't know what to do. I'm sorry. My handwriting looks atrocious right there.
Better than mine.
Anyway, oh, by the way, I got these cool markers, these Prismacolor markers at shop.com as well. So that was awesome. Got some bang for my buck there. But yeah, those are the three things that really keep me from really getting something done in terms of my business, you know, just excuses. And one thing I do to make it better is when I have the thought, because, you know, sometimes you think about doing the work and like really making it happen, and that's when you're just like, oh, do it later. Instead of doing that, I'm just like, you know what, just do it right now. Don't even think about it, just start doing it. And then before you know it, you just like did something towards your goal for your business, so it grows and it's awesome, and then you feel good about it. And then eventually, if you can continue to do that, and maybe even get to a point where you don't need to like take those steps, maybe you be, you know, it becomes a good habit and a good association that you enjoy doing, then, you know, you'll be successful.
So I would say that, you know, being that this is Bibix and all, I think that there's some other issues where sometimes we don't quite understand what exactly we're doing, because we're doing it for the very first time, and El Cuco just turns around and scares you. Oh my God, it's El Cuco, right? But that's because you don't have the experience needed. So if you're starting a business, and if you're part of our business, our, you know, expansion towards the Dynexon program, that the project that we're doing, you have to know that you haven't done this before. So if you haven't done this before, be careful of the company you keep, because the company you keep can stray you away, and they can tell you, hey, you can't do that. See, I expected you to fail because you're a moron just like me. And I'm going to say, back off there, you know, Draculia.
Best friends forever.
That's our wonderful signal there.
So talk about your BFFs, huh?
I know, right? Be far, far away. They forgot the A. But the point is, you know, be careful of the friends you keep at that point, right? Because let's face it, do you want to be them? So whose advice are you getting? Their advice, who are not getting to where they need to get? Or the advice of other people that have done it? And chances are, the advice of people that have done it is, go do it and be quiet. Go do it and be quiet. And go do it and be quiet. In other words, all the experiences that you're having, they're okay. They're all right. You're supposed to fail a little bit, feel, you know, and then you see all these people up there better than you are, whatever the case may be, or at least that's your perception, and you get depressed. That's all part of the normal process, and I think you should really embrace that and make better friends and have a good time that way. That's kind of like my synopsis of the whole situation, how you get over it. And when you, one thing that I do besides potty, what I do,
bad joke.
It's a Nobi joke. So anyway, so one of the things that we do is that I do is the fact that I take short naps with the question of how can I achieve something.
Oh, that's
so
a great
when,
strategy.
When I wake up and my brain's already running, it's going to be bing, I got some answers for you.
That's awesome.
You know, it could be another day or something. But that's okay. How the Nobi does it esoterically. So that'll be
my answer. Yeah.
You'll take it? You're going to bank it?
Yeah, I'll bank it.
Any last thing? By the way, today we're going to say that we're self-sponsored by OPC. Cheers, everybody.
Oh, cheers.
Yay, we're on the show helping other people, getting
and
to know.
Like
these are blood waters.
Yeah. The blood water.
Doesn't
and it's
it?
Very delicious.
This is technically the best looking wine you should be drinking. It's not wine, I'm just
saying. My God, it's so good. Oh, yummy. Oh, I'm in heaven. This is OPC3, by the way, people. I'm going to show you OPC3. You can get it at shop.com. Go to shopping.becomethesource.com. First, become a registered preferred customer, so you can get some cash back, get some great breaks. And go to cashback.becomethesource.com. And after that, look for OPC3. Go shopping for that thing. That thing is phenomenal.
Yeah, and it's so good for you. Like, it doesn't just taste amazing. It is amazing for you.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. I thought I was amazing.
Packed with a full punch of nutrients and...
You like the punch things, don't you?
And so mellow.
Yeah,
such a
baby.
Mellow flavor.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Till next time, next Mem Jogger. Catch us tomorrow. Same Bat channel, same Novi channel,
don't
same Luna channel.
Don't forget to like us.
Yeah,
and
don't forget to like us. They're starving for affection here.
Yeah, don't forget
me.
To subscribe if you like this video and give us a thumbs up. Till then, catch you later.
How do they do that?
I don't know. Like,
come on, Elle. Come on, Elle. You got it. Oh, yeah. Come on now. Oh, yeah. Elle's got it. Luna's got it. Everyone's got it. You got it.